Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You know, to me, the big hiring is offensive coordinator. I think if I had to guess, and this is just a guess, I have no information on it. I think it'll be Josh McDaniels, but I really don't know. It's let me put it this way. It's unusually quiet on that front. And so that leads me to wonder, as I know McDaniels has a lot of interest around the league with different people as this hiring process goes through, but I don't know. To me, it makes too much sense.
Greg Bedard on his podcast, Josh McDaniels makes too much sense if Mike Vrabel is the head coach here.
All right.
Calling plays as your offensive coordinator.
Do you think Josh McDaniels would work for Robert Kraft? Not that Robert Kraft did anything to Josh McDaniels at all. In fact, he welcomed him back, gave him a lot of money, so he probably likes Robert Kraft. But don't you think he has a stronger allegiance to Bill Belichick?
100%.
Who just got done dirty by Robert Kraft. How do you think that conversation would go? Josh is like, hey, Bill, I might go back to New England.
Oh, poorly.
Yeah.
But now you're Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, you want a job.
Where would you rather work? The NFL or college?
Yeah, he's probably not getting any other NFL
honestly,
jobs, right?
If I'm in Bill's inner circle, I don't think I need to stay there anymore. If I want to work in the NFL, Bill's not getting me jobs in the NFL. I don't think he's working in the NFL ever again.
Mm.
So where are you going to have a better chance of getting to the NFL, staying in the NFL? He's never going to be a head coach again, but
so
the NFL.
So remember that story that came out and it was like last year or during this year, Bill Belichick, Matt Patricia, Mike Lombardi, Josh McDaniels, after all these games, would be like, where could we go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going on here?
It was Wickersham. They were like, the Bears would be the best job.
But don't you also think in those same conversations, they were like, man, Robert Kraft made a big mistake.
Probably.
Like, I bet they all kind of clowned on Robert Kraft. Yeah. So I wonder if Josh is like, well, I'll go work for him again.
Where does McDaniels live right now? Is he local?
Maybe. I don't know.
So, I mean, I don't know either, but he's
probably still getting paid by couple of teams.
Raiders
are paying him forever.
I don't know where he lives. I wouldn't be surprised if he still has a place here. And
it's funny because
I liked being here. I mean, I do remember before he got the Raiders gig, and there was this big like remake of his image and rehab of his image tour that he was on. There was a big point about how much he liked being here, and that's part of why he's passed on other jobs that he totally could have taken, which we did know with Indy. And so I remember him liking it. I mean, who knows? He might just say, Bill, you can't do anything for me anymore.
True.
You're at UNC. I want to be in the NFL. This is how I get into the NFL. I like it here. I'll take the gig. I know,
like,
Mike Vrabel.
I'm working with Vrabel. I'm not working for him.
Would that make you? So we both feel a certain way about Vrabel. We don't hate it, but it matters who he brings in. We said that a bunch. I've heard a lot of other people say that. I agree with it. Would that make you feel better or worse about Vrabel if it's McDaniels and not Tommy Reese or
something? Well, I was going to say, overall, it wouldn't make me feel great, but compared to some of these names linked to Vrabel, it's the best of the bunch. Between, who was it, Todd Browning and Tommy Reese?
Todd Dowling, I think.
Todd Dowling, whatever.
With
like, all these guys.
His DUIs. The D in Dowling is for DUI.
I don't want any of those guys.
Meaning.
Guys that were with him in Tennessee, where all they did was hand the ball to Derrick Henry, or guys that, you know, he was a consultant with the Browns this year. I don't want anybody from the Browns. So in that sense, McDaniels, and I know 99% of all of his success came with Tom Brady, but he did make Mac Jones look like a semi-competent NFL quarterback, which nobody else can.
It'd just be another hire. Dubs985 in the Twitch chat has it right. It's just another uncreative, safe thing. It's like, oh yeah, well, let's get Josh to call plays in Vrabel. It's like, wow, what a great plan, Robert.
Yeah, maybe Patricia on defense.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. You really thought outside the box on that one, Robert.
Yeah.
By the way, Bedard not the only one saying it. Jeremy Fowler, one note on Vrabel. There's buzz in some coaching circles. Josh McDaniels could be a prime candidate. So there's qualifiers in here. Some coaching circles
could be
a prime candidate to be Vrabel's offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He says that would be quite the nostalgia tandem.
Yeah, right. I don't want that, but I think a lot of people do, actually.
I think a lot of people do as well. And though McDaniels is a two-time failed head coach, no one disputes his coordinator chops. It would be good for May, but so would having Johnson as the head coach.
If he wasn't, and I know you can't take this part out, if he wasn't a failed Raiders head coach, couldn't you see Brady being like, perfect offensive coordinator for the Raiders. But like, even Brady couldn't sell that to those fans.
Not now.
They'd be like, this guy? You're bringing this guy back?
Right. If he just waited and Brady was there, he might, and he was still in New England with Bill.
Yeah.
A, who knows how that would have gone. And right. B, yeah, he might be the head coach there just a couple of years later.
Just missed his chance. But because Vrabel also, I was looking at these odds the other day, and they're just to get people, you know, betting or talking even, but Vrabel's the overwhelming favorite to be the head coach of the Patriots. He's also the favorite to be the Raiders head coach, and their odds are very different. They have no obvious candidate, so it's all plus money for those guys. But if it was Vrabel in the Raiders, I wonder if Vrabel, Seymour, Brady, like, can they convince the fan base, hey, listen, Josh is not the head coach.
He's just calling plays.
I don't think so.
617-779-7937. A reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. Let's put somebody back on the clock with a plan to fix the Patriots. How about Shane in Plymouth? You're up. 30 seconds.
Yeah, Jones. What about your original plan back when Bill was coach? Didn't you want Bieniemy or Nagy from the Chiefs? Why'd you give up on that? You could have either one of them.
No, I wanted Dion is who I wanted, but I wanted Bieniemy to call plays.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
You're capping.
I'm not capping.
When Belichick was coach back in the Cam Newton year, you wanted to replace him with Nagy or Bieniemy from the Chiefs.
Well,
what changed?
I'll be honest. That's not really a plan.
That wasn't really the spirit of the game.
In Cam, that's fine.
Yeah.
The Cam year, I honestly might have said that. I know the last year of Bill, I was saying I would replace him with Dion. That's what I was responding to Shane about.
What was
I saying in 2020 to replace Bill? Probably Bieniemy.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Bieniemy was a hot...
Shane's probably right about that.
Keep track of it.
I believe in the Andy Reid... I'll stand by this.
Eric Bieniemy did not do great in college.
Bieniemy failure.
Yeah.
Fine. Who'd you want, Shane? Did you want Gerard Mayo? Who'd you want? But so
probably Vrabel McDaniels.
Bieniemy failure. Else? But I would hire from the Andy Reid coaching tree a million times before I would hire from Bill's.
Yeah.
So I'll stand by that. That was probably the logic.
All right.